Senate Bill 22, an act to adopt the Uniform Rendition of Prisoners as Witnesses in Criminal Proceedings Act.
Senate Bill 22 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. If you look in your codes under Chapter 23A, you will see that South Dakota has already adopted a measure very similar to this to provide for the case where a criminal proceeding is going on in South Dakota and there is a witness from another state, say Minnesota. There is a provision under our Chapter 23A that South Dakota can call upon another state who has adopted this Uniform Act to help compel that witness to come and be a witness and bear witness in that criminal case. The bill that is before us today is very similar. It applies to a somewhat unique situation, and that is where that witness is a prisoner in that other state and not merely a resident citizen. This would provide a situation or provide for the situation where a witness located outside of South Dakota can be compelled to appear and testify in criminal trials, and would also provide for South Dakota providing a similar situation, allowing a South Dakota witness, prisoner, to be present in another state, say Iowa or Nebraska. 18 other states have adopted this Uniform Act. We would be the 19th. There are many other states that also would enforce the act, even though they've not adopted it. Nebraska and Iowa are two of our neighbor states who, for example, have already adopted this Uniform Rendition of Prisoners as Witnesses. Section 1 is definitional. Section 2 sets out the process for another state to ask us to send a witness, prisoner, there. Under Section 3, a South Dakota court has to hold a hearing and ensure that the witness is material and that testifying will not be adverse to our state interests or to the inmate, and that the inmate will be protected from arrest either while being transported to the neighboring state or in that neighboring state. Section 4 sets out the requirements for the court order. Section 5 exempts persons in a mental health facility or persons on death row from the act. Section 6 explains what a South Dakota court must find in order to request the appearance of an out-of-state prisoner to come here. Section 7 allows the South Dakota court to adopt any requirements that any other state may have. And again, Section 8 protects an out-of-state prisoner coming here from being arrested or from service of process while here as a witness. Again, it's a uniform law enacted by many other states, and I encourage your support. It was adopted unanimously in committee.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question to the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Dugard, who's going to incur the cost of the transportation, the housing of these inmates? Does the whole state or does the state that's sending them take care of those costs? Do we know who's going to take care of these costs?
Senator Dugard, do you choose to respond?
Yes, thank you. And thank you for the question, Senator Moore. I meant to mention that, and thank you for calling it to my attention. Under Section 4 of the Act, on lines 2 and 3, financial reimbursement or prepayment, if there's any doubt, is provided by the requesting jurisdiction. So if we request a witness come here, we pay. If they request a South Dakota prisoner go there, they pay.
Further remarks? Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 22. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake? Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hotmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Brown. Madam President, ayes, 35.
Senate Bill 22 has received the majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.